Good morning to you. That's right. It is Breakfast with Sam. 11 minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning. Kid Cudi, Kid Cudi, whatever you want to call him. I don't know how to pronounce his name. What do you think I am? A radio presenter? How would I know stuff like that? But it is day and night. I know that much. You know, because those are difficult words. But anyway, welcome Darsh to the show.
What's up?
You know, I was going to come back with an answer like, you know, do you ever get those irritating people that say, the sky? You say, what's up? And they're like, the sky, innit?
It never gets old, eh?
It just doesn't. I just find comedy like that, that's just kind of rubbish. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you class as being good comedy?
Stuff that makes me laugh for the most part.
What kind of stuff makes you laugh then? Or laugh?
I do like some British comedy. I like Ricky Gervais. I think everyone over there does.
You guys like him. You know, yeah. we don't like him over here.
No? We like him over there. It's different for us. Russell Peters, gotta love Russell Peters.
Oh, Russell Peters is brilliant. You know, he's going to be here 14th of February, Valentine's Day. He couldn't get a date, so he decided to come down to the O2 in London, and he's going to be performing.
And he sold out fast, I heard, too.
Yeah, he did sell out fast. So, you know, I mean, I reckon he should have just put himself up for a date. He probably would have. Nah, he wouldn't have made much money.
I think he does well. I've heard stories.
Oh, really? What kind of stories have you heard about the exotic fruits and... You know what I'm talking about.
Tropical fruit. Yes.
Tropical fruit. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's a tropical fruit, Dad.
He's in California now, so they got better fruit.
Oh,
Toronto does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody
we
has
got
any
vegetables.
Idea. Oh, do you? What kind of vegetables do you like? Moulia? Or
the
like
cucumbers, the moulis. You know, I think he's moved on to mangoes and melons.
Mangoes and melons. You know what? I'm not entirely certain if people are keeping up with quite what we're talking about here. I think we're maybe being a tad too cryptic.
Tad bit fruity.
Tad bit fruity? Mm. Yeah, man. So you've come here all the way from Toronto. Mm-hmm. How are you finding the UK?
I haven't seen the sun since I've come.
You haven't seen the sun? Whose sun?
The sunshine.
The sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's been great. The family's been great. Don't get to see them often enough, so... Whenever you get a chance to come out, hang out with them. They're hilarious. I get all my material from here, from hanging over dinner. Playing board games.
So, okay, you make, basically what you do is you do comedy skits, comedy sketches, mm-hmm. Little videos, little audio clips and that kind of stuff. So your inspiration is your family. So you really, you take the mick out of your family and you get... notoriety out of this. This is wrong.
I take all the credit. I've been writing jokes on my iPhone all week.
Oh.
that I've heard.
Oh.
Like, well, that was a funny situation. I'm going to bring that back up.
Oh, but you know what? I do that. I'll be walking around. I keep a notepad in my bag all the time, and I think, oh, I want to talk about that on my show. Oh, I'm going to talk about that on my show.
Yeah, you have
it's
to.
Just, it's really
you forget
strange.
Otherwise.
And I do.
And it's easy to run out of your own material, so, you know, you got to look for inspiration everywhere.
But originally, it all started because you guys found yourselves quite hilarious.
We thought we were. We laugh a lot. And we also wanted to get groupies.
You wanted groupies?
Yeah.
Well, like the Pussycat Dolls want groupies, you know, when they grow up and they want to be rich and famous.
Exactly.
And
so we got together. We were like 19, 20. Like, man, we're struggling with girls, aren't we? But we're funny. So we thought we'd combine the two, you know, things. And
yeah.
It didn't
Has
really
it worked?
No.
Are you doing a Russell Peters now and going around just going for fruit now instead? And
no, I'm at the vegetable state still.
Yeah.
I haven't moved that far ahead yet.
You're at the vegetable state still. That doesn't sound right. That just does not sound right. But you know what?
All about the gudgers.
The gudgers. Oh, gross. Hey, at least they've been jumping the orange. So... Mom and Dad can't really say no there, can they? Mm-hmm. But listen, I tell you what, I've been trying to tell my listeners this for a very long time. You know, the lads sometimes contact me and they're like, look, Sam, you know, I'm having girl trouble. There's a girl I like. I want to approach her. Don't know how to do it. Da-da-da. And I always say to them, girls love funny guys. Trust me, guys. Get yourselves a sense of humor. Make her laugh a few times and you're in there. So, but you guys are testimony to the fact that that's not true. Is all my advice in vain here?
It could be a little bit more, but it does help. It does help. You do get, you know, everyone getting together, laughing their heads off, and I guess it goes some part. But it's, you know, it's not the entire package, but it's, you know, definitely a part of it.
Yeah. So you don't find that girls kind of come running up to you, go, "Oh my God, are you the guy from Mexico?"
No. I wish that would happen.
Well, if I did that, would
now
that, make
that
it
you
better?
Know, feel free to run up to me and make my day. I'll tell you a joke that I stole from my cousins.
Knock, knock. Yeah.
Go on, yeah.
Go on, yeah. Oh, man. Pachori.
Oh, tu chal jaa to.
Oh, that's so rude. No wonder you're not getting any girls. This is wrong.
You gotta be rude to girls like that.
Why?
I don't know what it is.
When you know what? Okay.
The nice guy never wins.
Listen, I tell you what, you might be right with that. You might be onto something there, seriously.
I am.
Because I was speaking to a couple of my friends recently, and we're going to talk about this subject of can guys and girls just be friends, okay? Now, I've got quite a few male friends, and I personally think it's okay to have male friends, you know, if you're a woman, and even if you're single or with somebody, as long as you draw the line and, you know, the boundaries are set very clearly, you know? Mm. This is my personal opinion on it, but my guy friends think that that's hilarious. They're just like, Sam, trust me, if you've got a guy that's a friend, he's trying to get in your jeddies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact phrase that they use.
It's a fact.
But I'm just kind of like, but, you know, they wouldn't fit. You know, I'm like, size... Why would they want to do that? I mean, if they're cross-dressers, that's their problem. It's got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean?
Maybe they want to feel slim.
Oh, Sam. Well, you know... Well, you know, I mean, I don't understand. What do you think about this subject?
I think girls can do it. They can have that platonic friend, but I think guys, you know, girls are attractive. What are you going to do?
Well, all girls are attractive. This is another thing.
Yes, all girls.
Like, all girls.
Even you and you over there.
Yes. If you're feeling ugly today, please contact Darsh. He will make sure.
That's our Canadian salute to hotness.
Is this a mating call?
Kind of. Okay. It's a one-way mating call.
Right, okay.
It's got no echo.
Oh, okay, so you do this mating call and people run one way in the opposite direction. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So you think that it's not possible, really?
I think it. If you're related, yeah, then it's possible. I think...
Hey, apart from in some Muslim cultures where that you can marry your cousins and stuff like that as well. Yeah. Darsh is like, please don't ask me questions like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, I don't know anything about it. Okay.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that. Okay. All right. So
I've never commented on such things before.
Okay, but no, that's fine. But it is actually a fact that there are.
No,
you know,
I know. I know.
Yeah. But okay. So if you're related, it is possible, you think, to have that platonic relationship.
Yeah. Or if you grew up together. Or if there's absolutely no attraction, you know.
So that's possible, yeah. So if there's absolutely no attraction,
but then I think people tend to keep friends that they, you know, they like how they look, or they like how they are, that there are attractive qualities about them in general. I think guys are, because, you know, guys, you know, are superficial, you know, to a degree. They like being seen with good-looking girls, you know.
Yeah, you think,
you know,
so?
You don't want to be known. Well, you know, all girls are good-looking, right? But you want to be seen with the ones that, you know, are nines.
You know what? This is the other thing. Somebody explain to me the rating system. How does it actually work? Because people, like, I'll be with my friends, and I'll be honest with you, I've got fairly good taste in women. So my male friends tell me, they're like, Sam, you actually do have good taste. Because I'll be pointing out girls, and they'll be like, damn, she's hot. You know? But I mean, I have my own way of just thinking how, you know, that they're attractive. What is the guy version? How do you get this rating? You know, you just said nines, okay? As long as they're nines.
Well, now, it doesn't have to be nine. I was just exaggerating.
Okay. But. So what would qualify as a nine? Tell me somebody famous that would qualify as a nine.
I would say Angelina Jolie.
I knew you were going to say Angelina Jolie.
She is the epitome of hotness.
Okay, what about Jessica Alba?
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's a good 8.8.
What about Scarlett Johansson?
I'll give her a 7.2.
Why 7? See, now, okay, Scarlett Johansson, look at her. Look at Angelina Jolie. Big lips,
it's
big
dark
boobs.
Dark hair.
Oh, is it the dark hair, is
dark
it? But see,
hot.
Some guys like blondes, but they still love Angelina Jolie, so I'm kind of confused here.
Mm. I didn't like her when she was blonde in that one movie.
Yeah, she just did that one, didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think, I don't know about the dark hair, you kind of get a contrast when you got, you know,
is it because you can pass her off as a dissy, like a really fair-skinned dissy? Mom, I tell you, she's Punjabi, I'm telling you.
Teach her a couple words, bring her
home.
Hello,
auntie.
Yeah, she can make some roti and then, you know, fit in.
Yeah. Is that what it is? You're just
No, I don't know. I think it's that contrast. I think when you have blonde hair, and not to insult anyone, I think you kind of look washed out.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some hot blondes out there.
There is. There, yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't say no to some of them.
Or all of them.
I wouldn't have a choice, maybe sometimes. But.
Well, you never know. You know, maybe after the show, there might be an opportunity. You know, we might get a few girls getting
in
touch.
Do you have a lot of blonde listeners?
We may do, you know. And in what context do you ask that question?
If there's blondes that listen to the show.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So, okay, don't worry. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, you did lose me
there.
Or
as you guys say, I lost the plot.
You lost the plot, man. Yeah. You lost it.
I'm going to take that saying back to Canada. That's like the best thing I've heard.
Is it really?
I've never heard that. I think it's so clever. I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, we British people, we're very clever.
Yeah. The wit is like amazing out here.
Really?
Yeah. I think you got to be because you can't do anything. There's not much to do.
Yeah, we live a boring life if we didn't have this. But I love British humour. I mean, I warned you actually before we went on air. I said, look, I've got a really weird sense of humour. So if you find that you're not understanding me or anything, you know, just give me a couple of chabert and, you know, it'll sort me out.
I got my guard back there.
He's brought a bodyguard with him. I'm not that bad. I'm like, look, I'm 4'11", for goodness sake. I mean, you know, what could I possibly do?
It's a dangerous 4'11".
Dangerous.
4'11" dagger.
Oh, gosh. Talking about dangerous, I tell you what, we're going to go into another track now. We'll be back with Darsh in a few minutes. This is a bit of a dangerous track. It's Miss Scandalous. Ah! She's alongside Gippy Garawal, and the song is Yar Mera Minu Zerb Deve, and, you know, it's kind of disturbing.
Hello.
The breakfast with Sam.
Good morning to you. That's right. It is breakfast with Sam. 9:34 in the morning. It's Tuesday, 13th of January, 2009. Now, I only played that song because it annoys me. And I just felt like annoying these guys. Hey, Darish, how you doing?
We are annoyed.
You are annoyed? What are you annoyed about?
Vacancies.
Wakencies, you mean?
I can't even say it, it's that bad.
Wakencies in the village. In the video shop.
In the video shop.
You got a video shop wakency in the village?
The time twister, they should teach kids.
Sorry?
Forget Peter Piper picked a pack of... I can't even do it. Pickled peppers, there, you got to teach them
one. I can't say in a Canadian accent, but I can do it in a British accent. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled pepper.
Woo!
Woo! It's because I talk really fast. In general, I'm pretty good at tongue twisters. Now you don't test me. Don't test me because now you're going to test me on something I don't know and that I haven't been practicing for the last 10 years.
I barely knew that one.
Oh, you know one that really gets me is she sells. I can't do this one. Yeah, that one I can't do. The S. I can't even say Sukshinda Shinda. I can't. I call him Sukshinda Shinda. I can't do it.
Just skip the first name.
Shinda.
Shindea.
Shindea. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's my old friend, you know. And he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, exactly.
When I see him, I'd be like, Sasi Gal Uncle G. Sorry, G. Sorry. Maaf karo, please. Don't tell my mummy. But yeah, does it ever bug you when, you know, Desi people pronounce words in a way that makes you just go, arr!
Yeah, it's like, I know there's, I think the sound is in the alphabet. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I don't know why they, you know, do it, but.
Wakency.
English isn't the easiest language, but V is it's not too hard to say.
It's not that difficult, you know? You've got things like names like Balvinder and Balveer and.
Yeah. Well, it's actually W's they can't say.
Oh, is it W? No, it's V's that they can't say.
See, over there, they can't say window. They say window.
But that's what they say here as well. Mm. So what's that all about? I've never understood that.
Window panta.
You looked so worried after you said that. Did you guys actually break a window on the way here?
Window, my windows crash.
on the computer. Not on the computer. It's a computer. On the computer. Computer the windows crash. I love it. It is just so great. But so, do you take inspiration from stuff like that for your skits?
Yeah, we try to not to do stuff that you know is. The typical, the norm, like, you know, the accent, the words, and so on. Because, you know, that's easy to come up with. So we try to go a little bit, you know, I don't know if that saying's out from left field. Just random stuff, you know, that you normally don't think about. Not necessarily has to be a stereotypical Indian thing. But just Indians doing stupid shit is what. Stupid stuff. So
you just. Okay. You know what? I had an American on the show, and she said the shh word, and now a Canadian did
it's
it.
It's not a swear word back home.
But
my parents taught me it.
Your parents taught you how to...
Just that one.
Just that one. If your mum and dad are listening right now, they're going to be like, you disgraced us. You
asleep.
Went to the UK and you were cursing on the radio.
I apologize to everyone's sensitive ears.
Yes, anybody with sensitive ears, go and clean them or something. Anyway, don't worry. It's okay. We're cool with that. We forgive you this once. If you do it again, then I will be kicking you out. You know, I will be giving you a big kick up the backside, you know. But you know what? I've got my wellies on today, so
they won't hurt that much.
I could put my heels on if you like. I mean, you know.
We'll hide them.
They probably already have. Yeah, they hit the mic as they came into the studio, Mike just suddenly disappeared. You guys are really good pickpockets. You know, I didn't even see it go. It was just, you know, brilliantly done.
But, I was going to say, we got a lot of lunch money. And dinner money we picked up while we've been here.
Well, that can't
have
been
good to
my...
go for the rest of the day.
That can't have been from my bag. whose bags have you guys been going through? Because it wasn't in mine. I got no money in mine. I'm a dissy. Come on, you know, I've brought my pronti from home, and you know, mum made them for me. This
Well, those are yours.
Yeah,
your mom's a good cook.
Oh. Okay, one thing: never come between Sam and food. Yeah, I'm like the female Joey from Friends. I am the female Joey. Food. And
only
Sam,
I
just... Sorry?
If only I watched Friends.
Do you not watch Friends?
Missed that one.
How can you be like...
I thought it was two girlfriends.
Part of a comedy network and not watch Friends.
I think that's why, because we were part of a comedy network.
So you don't think of Friends as being comedy? What is this? This is terrible.
Yeah, I just couldn't laugh. It didn't
We love
laugh.
Friends over here.
Maybe because they're just silly Americans. And to us, that's pretty normal.
Maybe that's why you like Ricky Gervais, because he's just a silly British guy.
Yeah, he's funny, I think. Not all the time, but...
I just find him gross. I just find him... Yeah, he's just... Ugh. I'll be honest with you, that's
I liked him in Extras. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Aww. I'm just... Nah, he doesn't do anything for me. But I do have a crush on Dev Patel now from Slumdog.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, I've seen him in interviews. He's really funny in interviews, too.
Yeah, you know what it is? He's not the kind of guy I would normally go for. I mean, he's very skinny. He's an average-looking guy. He's kind of got big ears. And, I was just kind of...
Has he said yes to you?
I haven't asked him. I'm too scared.
Why?
Well, he's a millionaire now. I saw him win.
He's always a slum dog. He's still a slum dog.
He's still desperate, right? So, you know, I've still got a chance.
We still know what he did to get a Meet the Buttons autograph.
Oh, gross. Okay, we're not going to give away too much for those of you who haven't seen the movie. he went to some extraordinary lengths in the movie to get Amitabh's. Would you do that? Would you go to extraordinary lengths to get Amitabh's autograph?
No, no.
Would you do it for anybody's autograph?
No, I know.
Not even Angelina Jolie?
No.
Really?
No. She wouldn't do it for me.
How do you know that? I mean, ask her. Try.
If she does it first, I'd consider it.
You're such a quitter. I mean, you know, you could...
No.
Just try. just call her up and say, Yo, Ange, what's going on?
Yeah. Her number's listed.
Hey, honey.
Sam has it here.
I have her number. We'll call her now. Let's dial. No, I'm joking.
Right, cool.
Right, cool. Start dialing the numbers and call like Petra or somebody. She'll be on the other end of the phone going, hello.
Angelina sounds really weird on the phone.
Yeah, she's like, you sound different on the phone, Angelina. All scared and stuff. Do you think that you'd get like really scared if you met like somebody really hot like Angelina?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't try not to give people too much credit.
Yeah, you don't think you'd get starstruck?
No, I haven't yet.
No, see, I don't get starstruck.
I heard you're a big star here.
We walked
in
4'11".
We heard you're a small star here.
I'm a star. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't worry about me. But seriously,
Facebook messages.
My Facebook messages got nothing to do with anything. That's just like, okay, look, let's see.
I know celebrities that don't get that many messages.
Okay, hold on. What have we got today? We've got 3,359. I'm sorry, guys. We'll be getting back to them soon. I'm so bad at
all of them.
I just have no time. This is my real excuse, honestly. I just don't have the time to get back to all these people. It's just bad. Do you find that as well? Because a lot of people contact you guys, right?
We used to get a lot of hate mail.
Really?
And we responded to that more, so...
Because it was more fun.
It was bad. It was really bad. We got death threats because we made fun of Meet the Button.
Really? Yeah. Is this why you wouldn't go to all those lengths to get Amitabh's autograph?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not a big fan ever since...
His
fans try to kill me.
So his fans try to kill you, so you can't really be a fan because then technically you'd be trying to kill yourself.
Possibly. Or yeah. Like what kind of person with that kind of following, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. So what did you guys actually do? What did you say about Amitabh? I mean, are you allowed to talk about it now that you've had death threats about it? Or is
We've moved past.
Okay.
Nothing. There was nothing even bad. It was just a fake little phone call interview we had with him. It's on the site. It's in the audio section.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's all right. But people were like, how dare you make fun of Amitabh, or, you know, and then I was shocked. We've got hate mail for other stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff, like, you know, so on. And we usually reply to it when we post it back on the site. I don't think it's up there now, but we'll put it back up. But it's pretty funny. You know, people get so
wound
emphatic
up
about silliest things about a website, you know?
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Like, find another cause is what I have to say.
You know what? I kind of agree with you because comedy, okay, in all honesty, comedy is, there's always a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in comedy. Am I correct? Because I, you know, I'm always making fun of people. I make fun of myself probably more than I do of anybody else. But that's what makes good comedy. You know, it's social commentary. You're looking at people, you're taking the funny bits and you're exaggerating them. And, you know.
And you desensitize it. Things that, you know, you find, think, you know, you might get offended by or so on. You kind of make it not mean so much.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you got to do that. So then it doesn't hurt when, say, someone else does it because now you've already opened that can of worms and, and you know, and it doesn't matter anymore if someone says
exactly,
something else to you.
Exactly. So have you ever done anything where you've interacted with members of the public and they're not aware that they're part of a comedy sketch at the moment, kind of candid camera kind of stuff?
No, not yet.
Is that something that you're looking at maybe doing?
We want to, but the whole thing with that is, you know, people are really sensitive and it's kind of like, what are you going to pull off? You can't, you want to go a little bit edgy and then if it's not, it's not going to be funny because I've seen stuff that, you know, it's been done in Toronto where they do stuff and like, they'll go to trade shows and it's just awful. It's like,
really?
It's bad.
We have some really funny stuff over here. There's this one show here called Just for Laughs, or as you would say,
get that.
You got that as well. Just for laughs, you guys.
Just for laughs.
Just for laughs. That's what we call it. But you know, your version is obviously just for laughs.
Just for laughs.
Just for laughs. But yeah, I mean, I love that show. I think it's fantastic.
That's amazing. That
you know, I mean, I was watching it the other day, and they were just doing the funniest things where they got this guy to lie on a park bench and pretend to be asleep, and they stuck a £50 note on the bottom of his shoe, and they were just filming from a distance to see what members of the public would do because this dude's asleep, you know, knocked out asleep, and people are walking past and they're looking at this £50 note thinking, will anybody see me if I take it? And people were taking it. And, you know, and the things that people did to try and take it as well was just funny. And I always worry that I'm going to catch myself on this show, you know, because I do stuff like that. Yeah, I so worry. I watch it just to see if I'm in it. And I'm like, that day when I did that really bad thing, you know, did they catch me, you know? And that kind of stuff, is that the kind of thing that you think you could do?
We want to. We have some things like, we really like, I don't know if anyone's seen it out here. It's Triumph, the insult comic dog.
No.
Has it been heard of? It's the Conan O'Brien show does it, and they have a dog puppet, and they just go around, and it's the funniest thing, but it's extreme. And so we know with our audience and, you know, our community that you can't go that extreme, but we have this pet goat. It's called Badshah the Bakri. Or Badshah the Bakra.
Badshah the Bakri.
Yeah.
You should call him Shahrukh.
And we got a sock puppet with the, you know... I missed that one, Shahrukh.
You should have called him Shahrukh.
Well, we could have, eh?
Yeah, because that's how he talks.
When he's not crying.
No, but he's always crying in his movies.
Yeah, very one-dimensional.
And he's always psycho.
Him and Salman Khan.
No, Salman Khan's psycho in person.
In person. So he just plays himself in the movies.
Yeah, no, okay, well, this is our personal opinion here. We're not representing...
I think it's a general opinion. I'm presenting that as fact. I wrote it into his Wikipedia page.
Okay, listen, you know what I heard this morning? I heard that here in the UK, Desi guys, or as you call them, Daisies. Daisies. Why do you call them Daisies? Daisies in this country are little white flowers.
I never said Daisy.
Well, you know what a lot of Americans Desi. Do? And
yeah,
I know you're
Americans, they don't. Yeah, they'll say it in English or their American accent. It's really weird.
They'll be like, you know, I'm really Daisy. I'm really Daisy, I am. And I'm like, well, you're not if you're saying it like that.
That's sad.
You're a Desi. Desi. Yeah. Daisy, well, you know what you're doing. Yeah, you know what? I'm really Daisy. I'm like, you're dozy more like. You know what I mean? But yeah, apparently guys here in the UK, they're really bulking up at the moment. They're going out there and they're taking protein supplements and stuff. And, you know, and apparently they're taking inspiration from Bollywood for this.
Oh, man.
Seriously. I mean, Sly Stallone is out of the picture now.
With the hairdos too?
Oh, those hairdos are awful, aren't they? Oh, yuck. But
keep doing it because it gives us a lot of material.
So, you British people, keep being British because it gives us something to make fun of.
Yeah, the Bollywood is just like an endless supply. It's like George Bush over there in the US in their comics.
But George Bush, I mean, without him, what would the satirists do? I mean, seriously, he is just like a walking satire, isn't
he? But I think he could still do it. A few years down the road, I think he could still do Bush jokes and it'll never not be funny. But I think the same thing in Bollywood. It's like... You can sit and watch. Like, I can't sit through a whole movie without just laughing
just
my
laughing.
Head off. And
the thing is, a lot of the time, it's not intended to be funny.
No, not at all.
This is the thing. I mean, I still laugh. I've noticed, though, we were commenting on this recently, that they don't do those ridiculous fight scenes so much anymore. Do you remember the fight scenes that they had back in the 90s in Bollywood, where, you know, the bad guy would get shot once and he would die, but the good guy would get stabbed like 100 times and, you know, nothing would happen.
It's like, was it Sunil Shetty in Border or something? He got... yeah. hit by a tank and everything.
And he's still walking, you know, one hand. And,
I was forced
you know,
to
he's got limbs
movie.
Hanging off of him, and he's still walking, and he still gets the bad guy with one shot.
Yeah.
You know?
And they can't choreograph a fight scene for their life. And it's weird because in other parts of Asia, China, Korea, all that, it's amazing the fight scenes they have.
Yeah.
And then why can't we just land a punch?
Exactly, exactly. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to go into a crazy song now. It's K.I.G. Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. And we'll be back straight after this one with more stuff here from Darsh and the Dizzy Comedy Network. It's HNFX Big Breakfast. Stick around. 9:52 in the morning, Tuesday, 13th of January, 2009. You're tuned into the HNFX Big Breakfast. I'm Sam, keeping you company up until 10 o'clock, which means, like, what, another 8 minutes or something? And I am joined today by none other than Darsh of Desi Comedy Network. Kenda.
Hanji.
Hanji. Kenda.
Bruh.
Bruh. You know, I can never do the bruh. I can't do the bale bale shava shava hoi. Or anything.
It's all in the tongue placement.
Okay, go on then.
Brr. Brr.
Will you stop purring down my microphone? You know, it's 9 o'clock watershed, not for the morning, it's for the evening, the 9 o'clock watershed. You do realize this, right?
I'm running on Canadian time.
You're running on Canadian time? Stop it.
It's dark where I'm from.
It must be very dark where you come from. Anyway, I've got to say good morning to Manpreet. Thank you very much for your call. He went to the Chandni Chowk to China premiere yesterday. He won tickets on the show earlier on in the week, and he absolutely loved it. And he said, thank you so much. He got to see Deepika Padukone, and he said that she was absolutely gorgeous. And Amitabh Bachchan was there.
Wow.
He must be here to get you.
I hope that movie...
he must have heard you were in the country.
Him and his buddies.
Yeah. Oh.
I hope that movie's good.
No, he said that it's...
No?
Nah, he wasn't impressed.
I saw the trailer before Slumdog.
Yeah, and you preferred it to...
The trailer looked all right. It looked different.
Well, you mean Deepika looked all right, but, you know, unless Akshay did it for you. I mean, you know, he can be kind of hot sometimes.
No.
He does wear pink on the occasion.
I bet he's a bit cocky, he is.
Is he? Yeah. Is he still got that hairy chest? Because he's got the hairiest chest.
He didn't show me.
Why not? You should have said, dude, you know.
I know.
Show us your tits.
He showed you?
You know.
You can say that, but you can't say what I mean.
No, you can't. But yeah, no, he hasn't showed me his chest, but I've seen it in the videos and stuff. And
yeah,
it's kind of gross.
That's protocol. He has to show it. It's like written in the contract. I need to flash.
I need to flash my hair. It's gross. It's just, you know, dude, wax. Seriously. I mean, Salman Khan does it, and Amir Khan, oh, he is looking so gorgeous
right
Salman
now. Salman Khan is no, like, you know, standard to base yourself after.
You don't think so?
No. Not Salman Khan.
Oh, I just noticed you have got the longest eyelashes I've ever seen on a guy.
Yeah, maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe you were born with it. Sorry. Love it. Fantastic. Oh, Darsh, you know what? We're coming up towards the end of the show. We've only got like a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell everybody where they can find out about you.
All right. Check out DesiComedy.com, or they say in the States, DesiComedy.com.
Spell it for them.
DesiComedy.com. And check it out. We got some pretty much old stuff there now, but there's new stuff coming up, so you got to check in regularly. We got some merchandise coming out, a lot of funny t-shirts, not the usual stuff you've seen. It's going to be different. It's going to be funny. And gag gifts, novelty stuff, all sorts of things that you can spend your money on and fund my chippies.
Fund your what? Your chippies?
My chip orders before I go.
Your chip orders.
I've been eating chips every day. I love it. There's something
Why?
We don't have over there. They're great.
But, you know, in the States, and I don't know whether it's the same in Canada, chips are actually what we call crisps, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And you guys call chips fries.
Yeah, we call chips fries, but fries are crap.
What is it with you?
But we can't get the chips there. No one does it good there.
So you came to the UK to get it good.
So I came there for the mushy peas and the chips. I came to the UK to get it good.
Okay.
No one does an aloo like they do in the UK.
Why aloo? I don't understand. You've lost me now. Is it to do with the vegetables again?
No, because that's what they make chips out of.
Oh, is that what they make chips out of? I always thought it was like plastic or something, you know? I wasn't sure what vegetable chips were made from.
It's aloo.
It is aloo.
I'm glad I can.
Well, you know, I can go home now. I tell my mother this and she will be very proud. You know, she'll say that I'm ready for marriage. Well done, my child. You are now ready.
I'm glad I set you on your way.
Thank you, Darsh. You are the reason why I'm going
to
get married off and my life will be
Patel.
Over. Like, Dev Patel doesn't want me, okay? He's a Patel. I'm just not good
Patels?
Enough. I haven't got anything against them. They don't like me.
Oh.
Because I'm not one of them. And I just don't want to talk about this anymore. Anyway, so very upsetting. Very upsetting. Anyway, guys and dolls, I'm afraid we're going to have to love you and leave you. It's been great to have you guys in here. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for having us.
No, it's been amazing. And we'll be checking out more stuff from Desi Comedy Network. People, I give you Darsh from Desi Comedy Network and his entourage, big beefy guy sitting in the corner over
there.
Watch
out.
Who spent the entire time just cracking up at us. I'm leaving you with Natasha and Layla. Reggie's up next with the brunch show. Stick around for that. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. Join me then. Okay, tika, okay, changa, okay, tika, bye.